Welcome everyone to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, brought to you by Writers ER. I'm your host, Dr. J, and I'm thrilled to have you here with us today, whether you're tuning in from your study, your lab, or even on your commute. I want you to know that this is more than just a podcast. It's a community of brilliant minds, just like yours, beginning one of the most significant journeys in academia. Today, we're diving into a topic that is the backbone of any dissertation, the importance of theoretical frameworks in your research. Now, I know that might sound a bit daunting, but trust me, it's a game changer in understanding and presenting your work. As PhD students, you are not just learners, you're pioneers in your fields, seeking to uncover new knowledge and insights. Your dissertation is your opportunity to showcase that, but to navigate this journey successfully, a solid theoretical framework is not just helpful, it's essential. Think of it as your academic GPS. It guides your research, shapes your argument, and helps you stay focused on your destination, contributing something unique and significant to your field. Today, we're going to break this down, making it simple, relatable, and most importantly, practical. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's get started. Remember, this journey is yours, and you're not alone in it. Let's explore how a robust theoretical framework can be the key to unlocking the full potential of your dissertation research. All right, let's jump right into our discussion today, theoretical frameworks. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is a theoretical framework? In the simplest terms, it's like a map that guides your research journey. It's a set of theories, concepts, and definitions that you use to construct and support your research question and objectives. Think of it this way. When you're planning a trip to a new city, you don't just start walking in any direction, right? You use a map to guide you to your destination. Similarly, in research, a theoretical framework is your map. It helps you navigate through your study, ensuring that every step you take is aligned with your research goals. Now, the role of a theoretical framework is crucial. It's not just a fancy term that academics throw around. It shapes your entire research project. It influences how you look at your data, the kind of questions you ask, and even the methods you choose for your study. Without a theoretical framework, your research might feel like wandering in the dark, trying to find a light switch. Let's use an analogy to make this even clearer. Imagine your research project is like building a house. Your theoretical framework is the blueprint for that house. It outlines the structure, the design, and how each room connects to the others. Without this blueprint, your builders, in this case, your ideas and arguments, won't know where to start or how to fit together. The blueprint doesn't build the house for you, but it guides you to build it effectively and efficiently. So when you start your dissertation, before diving into the data or writing chapters, take a step back. Ask yourself, what theories, ideas, and concepts are going to be the foundation of my research? That's your theoretical framework. It's not just about choosing a theory that sounds good. It's about finding the right set of ideas that will illuminate your path forward. Remember, a good theoretical framework ties your research to the existing knowledge in your field. It shows that you're not just throwing ideas into the wind, but building on what's already out there, pushing the boundaries and contributing something new and meaningful. And don't worry if this sounds overwhelming. Like building a house, developing a theoretical framework takes time and thought. It's okay to adjust and refine it as you delve deeper into your research. What's important is that you have this blueprint guiding you, keeping your research structured and focused. As we continue, let's dive into how you can select the right theoretical framework for your dissertation. Think of this process as matching the perfect pair of shoes to your outfit. It needs to complement and enhance your overall research. The first thing to consider is relevance. Your framework must be closely linked to your research question. Just like how you wouldn't wear running shoes with a formal suit, You shouldn't choose a framework that doesn't fit your research topic. If you're studying climate change impacts, for instance, you'd lean towards theories in environmental science or sociology. Another key aspect is how well the framework aligns with your methodology. If you're conducting a qualitative study, choose a theory that supports narrative analysis or ethnographic methods. It's about ensuring your methodology and theory work together harmoniously like a well-coordinated outfit. Here's a practical strategy for selecting your framework, a targeted literature review. Begin with a broad sweep of research related to your topic. As you read, you'll start to notice certain theories cropping up more frequently. These are the ones you want to pay close attention to. They're like the popular trends in fashion, widely used because they work well in certain contexts. To illustrate this, let's use a cooking analogy instead. Consider your dissertation as a complex dish you're trying to prepare. In your initial research or recipe exploration, you're looking at various ingredients, theories, and seeing which ones are commonly used for dishes like yours. Your goal is to pick ingredients that will not only taste good together, but will also bring out the flavor of your main dish, your research. Keep in mind, selecting a theoretical framework is not about choosing the most renowned or latest theory in vogue. It's about finding what truly aligns with and illuminates your research. Sometimes, this might mean blending components from different theories to create a unique mix that perfectly suits your study. It's also a good idea to discuss your potential frameworks with your advisor or colleagues. They can provide invaluable insights, highlight things you might not have considered, and help you see your research from different angles. We're now at a crucial part of our journey, integrating the theoretical framework with your empirical research. This is where theory meets practice, and it's essential to get this blend right. First off, let's talk about making the connection between your chosen framework and your research. Imagine your theoretical framework as a lens through which you view your research data. It should provide a clear perspective that shapes how you collect, analyze, and interpret your findings. Just like wearing glasses helps you see better, your theoretical framework helps you understand your research data more clearly. Now, maintaining coherence between your theory and research methods is key. You wouldn't use a microscope to look at the stars, right? In the same way, your research methods should align with your theoretical framework. If your framework is based on qualitative theories, your methods should involve qualitative techniques like interviews or observations. Here's a simple, actionable step to integrate theory with research. Create a checklist. On one side, list key components of your theoretical framework, the main theories, concepts, and assumptions. On the other side, list your research methods, data collection, analysis techniques, etc. Now, draw lines connecting elements that naturally align with each other. This visual mapping will help you see how every part of your research is influenced by your theoretical framework. Let's say your framework includes social interaction theories and you're using interviews as a method. Your checklist might connect specific theories about communication to the kinds of questions you'll ask in interviews or the way you'll interpret the responses. This exercise ensures that your theory and methods are not just coexisting, but are actively informing and enhancing each other. Remember, the goal here is not just to have a theoretical framework for the sake of it. It's about using that framework to add depth, clarity, and direction to your research. It's the thread that ties your entire dissertation together, from the introduction to the conclusion. This integration also helps when you're writing up your findings. You'll be able to clearly show how your results support or challenge existing theories, and how your study contributes to the broader academic conversation in your field. Now, we're going to address some common challenges you might face with your theoretical framework, and more importantly, how to overcome them. This part of the journey can be tricky, but with the right approach, you can navigate it smoothly. A common issue is misalignment, when your theory and research don't quite fit together. It's like trying to piece together a machine, but the parts aren't syncing up. The solution? Go back to basics. Revisit your research question and your framework. Make sure they're addressing the same problem. Sometimes a slight tweak in your question or a different angle on your theory can make all the difference. Overcomplexity is another challenge. It's easy to get lost in a sea of theories and lose sight of your research's main goal. If you find yourself in this situation, pause and simplify. Focus on the core theories that directly impact your question. Remember, more isn't always better. Clarity and relevance are what you're aiming for. Now, let's bring in a real-world perspective. I recall a PhD student who struggled with these very challenges. Her project was about urban sustainability, but she got bogged down with too many environmental theories. After several discussions, she streamlined her framework to focus on just a couple of key theories that directly related to urban environments. This shift not only made her research more manageable, but also more impactful. Another solution is to seek feedback. Don't hesitate to discuss your framework with your advisor or peers. They can provide fresh insights and help you see things from a different perspective. Sometimes it takes another pair of eyes to spot where things might be going off track. Also, it's crucial to stay flexible. Your theoretical framework is not set in stone. As you delve deeper into your research, you might find new theories that fit better or realize that some parts of your current framework aren't as relevant as you thought. It's okay to adjust and evolve your framework as you progress. Remember, facing challenges with your theoretical framework is a normal part of the PhD journey. It's not a sign that you're doing something wrong. It's an opportunity to refine and strengthen your research. Embrace these challenges as part of the learning process. Finally, don't forget to keep things in perspective. Your theoretical framework is just one part of your dissertation, albeit an important one. It's there to support and guide your research, not to overshadow it. Keep your focus on the big picture, contributing valuable insights to your field. As we wrap up today's episode of Dissertation in 90 Days, let's quickly recap the key points we've covered. We started by understanding the essence of a theoretical framework, likening it to a guiding map for your research journey. Then we moved on to selecting the right framework, ensuring it aligns with both your research question and methodology. We also discussed integrating theory with research, emphasizing the need for coherence and practical steps to achieve this synergy. And of course, we tackled some common challenges, offering solutions and sharing a real-life example to illustrate these concepts in action. Now, I want to leave you with a bit of motivation. Your dissertation journey is unique and incredibly valuable. Embrace the challenges and the learning opportunities they present. Your research has the potential to make a real impact, and with the right theoretical framework, you're well on your way to making that a reality. For additional support, remember that Writers ER is here to help. We have a range of resources to guide you through your dissertation process. Specifically, I want to point you towards an invaluable tool, the playbook titled How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 Months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson. He completed 2 dissertations in just 6 months, and this playbook is a treasure trove of insights and strategies. You can download it at writersER.com/playbook. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Your commitment to your research and your dedication to learning is what makes this community so special. Remember, you're not just writing a dissertation. You're contributing to a wider conversation in your field and making a difference in the world of academia. Until then, keep pushing forward, stay curious, and remember, your dissertation is more than just a requirement. It's a journey of discovery. Here at Writers ER, we're excited to be a part of that journey with you. This is your host, signing off from Dissertation in 90 Days. Take care and happy researching.